SA Labor says the state government is failing to provide direct support to drought-affected farmers and that those farmers are missing out on support compared to their Victorian counterparts. 0467 922 783 to have your say on this issue. Eddie Hughes is the Shadow Minister for Primary Industries and Regional Development and joins us now on the Country Hour. Hi, Eddie.
How's it going, Isabella?
Now, how do you think the South Australian government has handled the drought and assisting farmers?
Well, when it comes to tangible direct support for farmers in South Australia, it has been missing. It was missing in the Liberals' first budget, and it's also missing in the second budget. When you compare the record here in South Australia to Victoria, to New South Wales, and to Queensland, South Australian farmers are definitely missing out. Now, the amount of money that's been spent in New South Wales and Queensland does reflect the duration, the severity of the drought in those states. But there's a number of initiatives that I think are worth looking at that those states have picked up. Just recently, back in June, the New South Wales government announced an additional $185 million in support for New South Wales farmers and pastoralists. And over in Victoria, just the other week, over 31 million was announced by the Andrews Labor government to assist their farmers. Now, in the packages of support that both New South Wales provides and Victoria provides, there is direct assistance to farmers and to families doing it really tough.
So what do you think the government should be offering for drought relief?
Well, I think there's a number of things that they could look at. And I know that the minister just over a year ago floated some ideas himself in the Stock Journal. And he mentioned relief from NRM levies, council rates and water rates. That is something that the government could look at picking up. But since then, no action has been taken. So I think he should revisit that idea, and it is one tangible way of providing support. For those farmers doing it really tough, the Victorian government have announced some direct financial assistance. It's only $3,000 to help with day-to-day expenses. But coming on top of some of the drought support that's provided by the federal government, that can help. One of the other things that could be done, and once again, I look at New South Wales, $7 million for exemptions for agricultural vehicle registration fees. So I think that's a worthwhile initiative. But when we look at this state and the latest their budget, we've actually imposed additional costs on pastoralists in South Australia. In the unincorporated areas where we are removing, as a state, the vehicle registration concessions that have been in place for many years that recognise the higher transport costs in the far north of the state and Kangaroo Island. So they have been removed. And at the time that they have been removed, the state government is also, for the very first time, looking to impose a property tax on pastoralists in the unincorporated areas. So I think they should reverse those highly regressive initiatives and really look at how, in a practical way, we can assist their farmers in South Australia while they're going through tough times. Now, there are those immediate things that we can do when it comes to tangible assistance, but I would like us to get to a space where, given governments come and go, that we have a longer-term drought policy in South Australia, because our primary producers are going to be facing some enormous challenges in the coming years. The National Farmers Federation at the moment are working on a cohesive long-term drought strategy, because the federal government over 6 years has failed to do it. And we as a state could do that. We could get to a bipartisan position, take a long-term view, because the impact of drought and the impact of climate change over the coming years is going to be profound.
Well, a few things to unpack there, but from just summing that up, it looks like you want the government to reverse the property tax and to do things like, relief for council rates and water, and you talked about NRM levies there. 0467 922 783 is the text line if you'd like to have your say on this issue. Let's bring into the conversation Tim Whetstone, who is the Primary Industries Minister. Welcome to the Country Hour, Minister.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Now, are South Australian farmers missing out? Is the state government failing to provide direct support to drought-affected farmers, as Labor says?
Well, look, no they're not. We are going through quite an extensive period of dealing with supporting our drought-affected farmers, particularly here in South Australia. But look, we have been working very closely with the Commonwealth in both the state and our local governments on how we can put support on the ground, but also how we can put support into the individual businesses or individual farms that are doing it really tough. Now, what I would say is that those farms, those farming enterprises, primarily above the Borders line, have been doing it pretty tough. This is our third year. And it looks like we've missed those critical spring rains, that we are going to have to put more support there to help them get through this uncertain period of time. But there are other parts of the state that are having record bumper seasons. So it is dealing with those that are doing it tough. And what we're putting in place is some ongoing support, as well as dealing with what we currently have, our Drought Futures Fund. It's a $5 billion fund that the Commonwealth have initiated.
And that is a federal government fund. And if you go on the PIRSA website, a lot of the initiatives for drought support are funded federally. For those that are doing it tough in South Australia, what new support direct to farmers has the South Australian government offered since the water rebate scheme and the FAB Scouts announced in September last year? What new direct support is there?
Well, the programs that we currently have are ongoing. And you know, we can continue to put new money after new money after new money, but we actually have to work out the way that that money will assist and, you know, tangible support for those farming businesses.
So there hasn't been anything, sorry, with respect, I just want to get back to that previous question, that there hasn't been anything new offered to directly support farmers that are drought affected since what was announced in September last year?
Well, we're coming into our third season of drought, and we'll continue to work with our dry working group on how we best support our farmers. Now, we keep on hearing that there's no new money, but there is ongoing money. The $26,000 per year for the farm household allowance is significant support for a family household support. The drought loans, that gives a saving of up to $60,000 a year to restructure loans up to $2 million. You know, we look at the counselling services, we put significantly more money there. The FAB Scout, we look at, as you said, we've got our on-farm emergency water infrastructure.
Which were announced last year. So there is no new funding or programs other than the counselling and the water rebate services?
There will be ongoing support. You're asking for new money. The money that is there to support our farmers is ongoing for 4 years, and that money continues to be rolled out. What I would say is that there could be an additional 2,300 farmers that will be eligible for that assistance, and that's we're working through that at the moment with our rural financial councillors. We're putting our kangaroo harvesting pilot program in place. We're looking at our action groups, but we're also now looking at how the other not-for-profit organisations can assist with our farming families that are needing some interim funds to get them through some of those tough times. That's to put more food and make sure the kids get to school or get their education needs through education on air. There are many things that we continue to roll out. I know that the opposition are looking for a one silver bullet to fix it all. They left me with a $28.6 million budget shortfall, and that's ongoing. We're now looking at how we can support our farmers today.
Minister, with respect, that is what I want to focus on, and I just want to put into perspective what we are talking about today, because Labor is saying that South Australia is way behind the other states when it comes to drought assistance, and I want to get your thoughts on that shortly. And just to put that into perspective, now New South Wales has obviously been in drought a lot longer, and its government has announced more than $1 billion in a range of supports for drought-affected farmers there. In eastern Victoria, though, they've been in drought for roughly the same time as parts of South Australia, and that's 3 years. And the Victorian government has announced more than $50 million of support to drought-affected farmers. So where is South Australia in that? And is it fair for Labor to say that South Australia is way behind the other states for drought assistance?
Well, I think what we need to do is put some clarity into that funding that's coming into both Victoria and New South Wales. They have a funding stream now, a new funding stream, that was due to the sale of the Snowy Hydro scheme and those assets. Those assets have been there to bolster up the budget for Victoria and New South Wales, and that's given them significant amount of cash flow to be able to put into their drought strategy. I do note that we have put in money into the dog fence for our pastoralists. We've put in extra money for our trapping and baiting programs. And I'm attending the AgMin on the 25th of October of this month, and that'll be, again, working with the Commonwealth, how we can come together to give our farmers the help that they need. You know, again, I don't want state governments to be duplicating what the capacity of our Commonwealth governments are doing, but I do want to make sure that we give our farmers the necessary support that they need. And if we look at some of those rebates, that is a conversation that I will entertain through my drought working group and when I visit those pastoralists, those farmers that are in need.
And farmers have been saying that one thing that they would like to see is rate relief. Is that something the government is going to consider? Will you introduce rate relief?
Well, we are considering it at the moment. We're going through the costings, and I note that...
do you have an estimation for how much it would cost to offer rate relief?
Well, depending on what sort of rates you're talking, if you're talking council rates, are you talking NRS?
Council rates.
Yes, well, council rates could be in the vicinity of $20 million. But what I would say is that it's all very well to come out and say we want help, but when it's not costed, it's all care, no responsibility. It really does make a pretty tough argument when I have to be a responsible minister and not just come out and make headline acts, headline statements to give people hope that potentially can't be achieved through a budget shortfall. So I will work with the Treasurer. I will work with my Cabinet colleagues to make sure that we give our farmers the support that they need. And if the best way to spend that money will be, rate relief, potentially that'll be high on the agenda. But I want to make it very clear that I will work with our farming communities to ascertain the best level of support we can give them.
Minister, when will you decide on the rates relief?
Well, that is something that we are going to discuss at the next AgMin, 25th of October. That conversation continues to happen. My dry working group, we continue to meet, and that is a broad representation right across the primary sector here in South Australia, as well as health and education services, as well as having local government at the table. So I'm not going to have any knee-jerk reactions and be lectured by an opposition that never cared about 16 years of the regions. I want to make sure that I'm listening, consulting with the people that need the assistance, that they can get through these really tough, uncertain times.
And rate relief was obviously something that was flagged a year ago, so it's not something that's come out of the blue, but we will be more than happy to speak to you after October 25th to see the progression of that conversation. Thank you for your time on the Country Hour, Minister Whetstone. We might bring Eddie Hughes back into this conversation, and 0467 922 783, if you'd like to have your say. Rob from Cal saying that if Labor wanted to support farmers, it would have supported rate capping. Eddie Hughes, your response to what the ministers just had to say in regards to, considering rate relief and the support that they're offering?
Well, I think the minister had a lot to say, but when you boil it down, it's a clear indication that there's little in the way of tangible support for farmers and pastoralists in South Australia. When it comes to the minister saying he doesn't want to engage in a knee-jerk reaction, it was the minister himself that raised over a year ago the prospect of support when it came to NRM levies, council rates, and water rates. And it's been over a year now, and we're a year further into drought for a number of areas in our state. And we still have not seen that degree of tangible support, which is, in my belief, which is necessary. And I think you made a powerful point when you made the comparison to Victoria, because the Victorian situation is more similar to South Australia than the New South Wales and Queensland. And clearly in Victoria, they are offering tangible support to farmers and to communities that...
They haven't gone so far as to offer rate relief, and I acknowledge that Victorian farmers are also calling for rate relief in that state. But going back to Rob's point around Labor not supporting rate capping, what have you got to say to that?
Well, it's interesting that most of the country councils oppose the rate capping because of the long-term impact that it would have had on those areas when it came to investment in infrastructure. There are other ways that councils need to be disciplined when it comes to spending, but rate capping in this context, we're talking about a relatively small amount of money. I would much prefer to see the government come out and announce that they're going to provide their relief from council rates for those areas that are affected. Those farmers that are affected by drought. I think that'll be a far more powerful thing to do.
Eddie Hughes, thanks for your time on the Country Hour today.
Thank you.